Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
A message to women. You deserve better than to be called pretty. You deserve better than to get upset and go online to act petty. You deserve better than to be on hold. You deserve better than to hold on to someone who's already let go. You deserve better than to be held inconvenienced. You deserve better than to keep your relationship low-key because someone might see it and someone might ask questions and someone might wonder why someone like you would rather hang around a boy who won't commit when someone like them is ready to love you. Is ready to learn you, ready to show you who you are, paint you a picture of you through his eyes and convince you that you are indeed art, show you the way he's mesmerized, the way your broken heart still beats, the way it flutters when whole eyes and yours meet, the way it silences to express its beat, show you how much he realizes you need healing from this hurting. Something about what you've been through. I know some days feel like heavy weights and hearts with protection that you failed to break through, and I know what it's like to put heartbreak on hold for the love of your life, forget relationships, take two. I know he forgot to say I love you too. I know he forgot to stay faithful. I know you forgot about the time you promised yourself you'd do better, but every time you try to leave, something keeps pulling you back, telling you this is the best you'll ever have in life. So you stay the night. Every night he misses you after remembering your head and how good it works and how good it feels to know no matter how bad it gets, you always come back. I know you. He does too. We know the way your stomach drops at the thought of him loving someone better, so he knows you won't search for better, and I know you deserve better. I know you deserve better than to have your spirit bruised. I know you deserve someone who empowers you. I know just how beautiful you could be if only you could see your own self-value, and I know you. You're a collection of paradoxes. Your compilation of food for thought. You're a woman before all things. You're more a lover than a fighter after all, it seems. You're special. Listen to me. You are special. And I know you deserve way better than to settle.
All right. Royalty. Thank you all for tuning in to another podcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday. And I'm excited about this one today, guys, because I'm going to tell you, a lot of times, you know, these podcasts happen in so such divine ways, right? And this wasn't on the schedule at all. And, you know, as I'm growing in my own right, you know, in my own way, because healing doesn't stop. You know, Tony Jones actually has a song, Healing Is Not My Purpose. You know, matter of fact, I'm going to play it in this podcast. I'm going to play it to end the podcast, because I think a lot about women need to hear that, because when it comes to this healing journey, you know, I think a lot of us sometimes, we're always working on healing, working on being strong, you know, and there's a series that I'm watching, and the woman, you know, she was like, I'm tired of being strong. I'm tired of being, you know, the nurturer. I'm tired of, you know, it's like at times what I am starting to find, I'm learning how to be more gentle with women, okay, as far as listening, as far as understanding where you guys are coming from. So as I am doing that in my own shadow work, right, and light work as well, not only just shadow, because this thing is about balance, but as a man, you know, I have been very rude to women in the past, and I have been very misunderstanding and not even really, kind of nonchalant, really. And I feel that a lot of women in my personal life and journey have taken that and have absorbed that, right, and start to lash out. So they start to lash out in these passive-aggressive ways, and I actually caught it recently. You know, there were some behaviors that I had done in my near past, right? I'm one who really don't like to dabble and play in past, future, and present, but the reality of it is that a lot of us hold on to memories, and a lot of us hold on to what people have done without apologizing, without having clear communication, you know. And I started to, I cleared out a lot of energy, okay? So I cleared out a lot of energy in my personal life, and it just kept coming up. You know, and I'm like, okay, I'm clearing out all of this energy. Why the fuck is some of this shit still coming up? And I said, okay, this is residual energy that I may be missing, that I'm not looking at. The people and the women that I still choose to have close to me in my life, you know, it was still coming up, but it was still coming up in this passive-aggressive way. So I always like to take accountability and say, okay, what part of me behaves in passive-aggressive ways in the point to where this is appearing in my life, that I'm attracting or that I'm creating this, right? Because, guys, at times there are things, and as men, there are times, oh, God, y'all, in my oracle sessions, most of my clients are women. So I always hear that, you know, when women start to vent and when they put it all out on the table, what I always picked up is that they always say how the men in their lives don't listen. You know what I mean? And I'll never forget that, because it hit me, because I had to examine, like, ooh, you know, I'm a good listener for the most part, but what, on a scale, I was given about a 70% of men, do we really listen? Do we? And I think that it could cause, the lesson that I chose today is phenomenal. It is powerful. Rachel, say her name, because I don't want to butcher her last name, but the video credits is also in the show notes. But, again, as I was, you know, I was like, okay, how? I wanted to know how, like, how can I make this better? How can I make this better? And I kind of pondered on that, and things manifest for me really quickly. And this video manifested out of midair, you know, and I knew it wasn't a mistake because, again, we attract what we deeply desire, and I deeply desired a need in a way, you know, so how can I hear this passive-aggressive energy coming from women that are still in my life? How can I balance that? Okay? So the answer to that was to begin to understand their point of view. All right? So this lecture came, and maybe this can help a lot of men, guys. If you want to contact me, you can use the information in the show notes. Again, the video credit is in the show notes as well. Thank you to the lady who did this session. It's about an hour, about almost 2 hours long. And I don't think I've heard it in full because I wanted to save, and you guys know I love learning and growing live with you guys, you know what I mean? So this isn't a I know more than you type deal. It's I'm learning too, all right? Excuse me. So let's go ahead and hop into this, guys, because I think it's important, especially with this energy shift and things that are happening, you know, or things that happen in our lives, because as men, we can slow ourselves down when we're rude and we won't shut the woman off. And we, you know, how long through history have we been rude to women and not listening? So that's what I want to hone in on today. And to any woman that's listening, you know, you can also let me know what you think about it, and energetically, if you appreciate it, and all that good stuff. But, you know, the first step is the awareness that maybe I don't listen, or maybe I need to, you know, maybe women need to be the issue, right, could be that the women may feel that we don't listen, like for real, listen. So anyway, grab your pens, because she's going to drop a book or a book, or books, you know what I mean? Very beautiful. I go subscribe to her channel, guys. Important messages about reading that she do. And as in any podcast that I do, if take what resonates and leave the rest, right? And she says that too. So I love when people say that, because everything may not resonate with you. You know what I mean? But if it does, great. If it doesn't, you know, great. This is Educate for Educational Purposes. And, yeah, I'll be back, you know, probably to talk to you throughout the podcast or to close out the show. I want to kind of end with something about the subconscious, because when it comes to women, in healing the subconscious, I think it's very important. So I'm going to find that, too, if I can. All right, guys, enjoy.
I am Rachel Photon. Welcome back. I'm so happy to be here with you all today. Thanks for stopping by. This live is going to be dedicated to some spiritual wisdom and some spiritual enlightenment, you all. All right? We are going to be getting into what this seventh moon cycle has in store for us and what we need to be focusing our energies on. All right, you guys? So I am live. This is not a pre-recorded video, just so you guys know. And I will have some more videos being uploaded later. All right, you guys? If you have been following me long enough, you have heard me read from this beautiful, amazing book here by Jamie Sams. It's called The 13 Original Clan Mothers. If you haven't already, you should go get a copy of it for yourself, all right? A lot of powerful indigenous wisdom in it to help you see how they saw each of the moon cycles, all right? And I think it's very fascinating considering how old the stories are, all right? These stories are fascinating, and the energy, because it's actually very accurate even today. So that's very fascinating in times where they, so say, didn't have astrology the way we have it nowadays, right? So anyways, what's up, Brittany Renee? What's up, Buddha Bob? All right, you guys. So this book is absolutely amazing. And after this, I will do a motivational read to get some motivational information for you guys, inspiration and enlightenment to help you guys during this whole next moon cycle, okay? So this moon cycle is called, according to the 13 clan mothers, Love All Things. This is the clan mother of the seventh moon cycle, okay? Again, this book is by Jamie Sam, okay? I will read to you really quickly for those who are wanting to know a little bit more. It says, sharing the truth of an ancient feminine wisdom tradition. It says, Jamie Sams, a member of the Wolf Clan Teaching Lodge, brings us a powerful new method of honoring and incorporating Native feminine wisdom into our daily lives. Combining a rich oral tradition passed on to her by two Kiowa grandmothers, C.C. Laughing Crow and Bertha Broken Bow, with the personal healing and guidance she has experienced through her female elders. Sam's created the 13 original clan mothers. Each of the clan mothers reflects a particular teaching, relates to a cycle of the moon, and possesses special totems, talents, and gifts that can help each of us cultivate our own personal gifts and talents, all right? So I look at this book very often, at least once a month, and since I've owned it, it's so fascinating because I've naturally become more in tune with the moon cycles without really even having to look at the book. It's actually really fascinating. But anyway, so we were on page all things. So last month was about the storyteller. They're telling stories, okay, becoming more in tune with your own personal story, things of that nature. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read to you guys this beautiful poem that she has in this book, and I'm going to read to you guys the energies surrounding this seventh moon cycle according to the clan mother of the seventh moon cycle, Love All Things, okay? And I actually want you guys to do some homework and see how accurate this actually is, okay? After you hear the energies and the information after this live, later when you get some time, okay, go and look into the energies of this moon cycle based off of astrology and see if it coordinates or if it relates, all right? What's up, Jason Rock? What's up? Who's up in here? What's up, King? What's up, Brittany? Okay, I said what's up, Brittany. Kalita, all right? And then we're going to read a story that is for this moon cycle to help us look at in a more indigenous perspective of how these energies can play out, give us a little bit of a teaching or a lesson about the sacredness of love, you all. So let's see, you guys. And please excuse the background noise. I do have a full house right now. The children are having fun and playing, okay? So, Love All Things. This poem begins, Mother, show me how to love. And I would say, if I was given this, it's not just a poem, something that you can pray, something you can write down, keep on your wall somewhere, in your purse, or whatever the case may be, to remember it or look at it often, all right? Love All Things. Mother, show me how to love beyond my human sphere. Teach me all the joys of life behind the veil of tears. Let me find the pleasure of a lover's gentle hand. Let me know the wisdom of respect without demand. O keeper of forgiveness, teach me how to see beyond the petty judgment supporting human dignity. I will learn your medicine of mother, lover, friend, teaching others how to love and broken hearts to mend. Isn't that beautiful, you guys? I love that poem. And Jamie Sams, if I'm not mistaken, wrote each one of these poems in this book, these prayers. So it's very, very beautiful. All right? So we're going to start with Love All Things. Love All Things is the clan mother of the seventh moon cycle and the month of July. The color connected with her medicine is yellow, and her cycle represents loving the truth found in all forms. So this month, you guys, this moon cycle, you guys are going to be experiencing an extreme increase in feeling more connected and more loving of the things around you and others, being more understanding of the things that others are going through, being more compassionate and more caring, right? Now, as you can see, I typically always have a yellow candle. I love yellow, okay? But especially for this moon cycle, I will be having the yellow candle burning, you guys, all right? So we can get those beautiful sun energies going, okay? It says, she teaches us the wisdom of compassion and how to be a loving woman and nurturing mother, all right? This is mainly for the women, okay? For males, this cycle, if you want to help the ladies, if you want to help the feminine, helping her to incorporate these qualities more will be very valuable and beneficial for you, okay? It will help you to increase your masculine energies as well, because we are supposed to be supporting one another, right? The woman, by being more nurturing, more loving, and more compassionate to the masculine energies, will help to tame them, will help to inspire them, will help them to feel more love, want to be more at home, will help them to be more caring, will help to balance out a lot of the negative energies that are going to try to thwart the powerful, beautiful moon energies that are coming, okay? So, ladies, help your men, help the ladies. Even if that is not a personal partner that you have, these are your sons, these are your fathers, your nephews, your cousins, your friends who are guys, be more compassionate, more nurturing, and more gentle towards them. Now, that does not mean that you just let stuff fly, you know what I'm saying? Just let them do you any kind of way and don't check them when they need to be checked, right? And males, this is not the time to be using and abusing that nurturing, compassionate energy coming from the females, because just know the universe will rectify it, okay? You're not going to take advantage of these ladies and these women and these divine energies. You won't. And if you do, I warned you, the wrong move. Because this is a time for a woman to get more connected with who she truly is, who she truly is meant to be, that loving part of herself. And so if you go trying to manipulate that, use that for your own advantages, without it being balanced, without that woman genuinely giving you those energies for you to go and manipulate her with, it's not going to go right for you. And for people in the world in general, okay? So if you start seeing a lot of random weird stuff happening to a particular masculine, most likely they violated that rule or law that I'm telling you right now, okay? They did something wrong to a female. They took advantage of some sort of nurturing energy. They didn't reciprocate it, okay? Or they took it the wrong way, or, you know, just random different things, okay? So she teaches us the wisdom. And also, when you go out and spend time with the moon, you'll notice that these energies will be coming from the moon, okay? She teaches us the wisdom of compassion and how to be a loving woman and nurturing mother. This cycle is very beautiful and very great for especially spending time with your children, passing on traditions to your children, bonding with them, letting them know more than ever how much you care for them, how much you appreciate them, how much you value them, okay? Standing up for children, all right? Standing out against, abuse, things of that nature that happen to children, okay? Now is a powerful time to be in those energies because the moon will be on your side, okay? Protecting them, all right? It goes on and says, love all things is the keeper of sexual wisdom and shows us that every action of physical life is as sacred as our spiritual growth because they are the same. This month is a powerful month to be real careful with who you're giving your sexual energies to, okay, how you're displaying your sexuality, all right? I'm not saying cover up and hide and all that. I'm simply saying be aware of what kind of energies you're entertaining with your personal sexual energy, okay? That goes for even males, all right? Fantasizing about women, okay, who are not good for your health, who ain't right for you, could get you fucked up on some real shit if you get you fucked up this cycle. So be careful about who you're fantasizing about, okay? You're supposed to be entertaining and uplifting, loving, compassionate, truly divine feminine energies during this cycle, okay? So, I'm just warning you, all right? Don't come crying to me, because you entertained the wrong energy, and the moon fucked you up, okay? Don't do it, because I'm warning y'all, tell y'all right now, okay? Just know that. and don't be abusing, okay? And some people, you know, I just have to reiterate this. I've said this a few times. Just because a woman is acting out of her masculine energies does not mean that she is not a divine feminine, okay? Just because a woman expresses her anger, her rage, her passion does not mean that she is overly dominated by masculine. You know, women feel very strongly. That is a part of our nature. So it is natural for a woman to be so overly filled with emotion that she has to express it. Males are the ones who tend to be able to more calm their emotions and take more action, right? They think more, emotionally feel more. Women tend to emotionally feel more and think afterwards, okay? So when you hear these men, and I'm saying men in particular or masculine, who downplay or try to talk down on women who are in their masculine energy and claim that that woman is not feminine, they don't understand what feminine is. And I'm not going to fault them for that because they're a man. They're not a woman, right? But when you understand the true nature of a woman can be very loving, kind, gentle, and then turn up on your ass when you disrespect her the wrong way. And some men don't deserve for a woman to turn up on them in a kind, nice, gentle way. Okay? So if you're getting women who are turning up on your ass and acting real crazy and stupid with you, you might want to check yourself first. And ladies, that's vice versa. Okay? Some males have not been taught the true nature of women. They've been taught a facade. So when they see you in your masculine energy, they've been taught to see you as an enemy, as a combatant, as a male. That's crazy. Okay? That's how confused and combobulated people have gotten in this world. It is what it is. All right? So anyway, we go on, and it says, when we behave as if all acts are sacred, there is no judgment. This clan mother teaches us to love our bodies and to honor the pleasures of being human. She shows us that breathing, eating, walking, playing, working, observing a sunrise, making love, and dancing are all acts of pleasure given by the Earth Mother to human beings. So, this cycle, try not to overly indulge in pleasure, but also remember to respect it and appreciate it and tell the universe that you are grateful and thankful for the things that make you happy, the things that make you feel good inside, the things that make you want to burst open with love. You understand? But also, try not to overly indulge in things because you do want to keep a good balance going as well. All right? She asks us to do everything in life with a happy heart. In her wisdom, love all things teaches us that we can find the joys of physical life without trying to escape our pain through becoming addicted to false pleasures or compulsive behavior patterns. This moon cycle especially, please, if you notice yourself being caught up in compulsive behavioral patterns that you know aren't good for you, that are draining you unnecessarily of energy, that are making you feel confused, conflicted, chaotic, you need to detach from those energies, those sources of stimulation, okay? Especially if you're trying to get the full benefits out of this moon cycle, okay? again, sometimes something may feel good, all right, but it's not good for you, okay? So you may be tempted during this moon cycle to go back to people who you have forgotten the bad that happened with them. You need to remember the balance, okay? Because these energies are going to make you feel more loving, more caring, more compassionate, more open, right? Almost to the point to where you may forget the negative and the bad that happened in a situation with someone or involving them or what they did to you, okay? And so you have to be very intelligent during this time as well about being overly compulsive to go back to situations that you know were not good for you just because they feel good in the moment. That's a false pleasure, okay? Overall, that pleasure is only going to be there for a very small period of time. When you're out of that pleasure, you're going to see you probably shouldn't have indulged in that. And there are going to be entities, because you're going to be loving and caring and more nurturing, whatever side of the coin you're on, males or females, who are going to come and try to play you, okay? I'm just warning y'all. They're going to come and try to get in on those good, loving, caring, beautiful energies because they think you forgot about the bullshit they pulled or they think you don't see it. Make sure you go and watch my readings tonight that I upload after this. They're very wild, okay? You're going to see why I'm saying that, what is being said here. Loves all things is the guardian of unconditional love and is connected to grandfather's sun. Like grandfather's sunlight, which shines on everything without withholding warmth or life-giving sustenance, this clan mother loves all her children equally. Loves all things uses a form of unconditional love to show us that she does not judge our behavior. She is willing to love us enough to allow us to go through the hard, self-imposed lessons that are the consequences of following the crooked trail. So during this moon cycle, all right, the moon is watching, seeing, it's analyzing. But you may not get too many urges during this time to tell you to stop doing something or that something is bad for you because this moon cycle is going to allow you to learn. You have to take that responsibility and know when you need to stay away from someone or when you need to engage more, when you should be more compassionate, when you should not be so compassionate, when you should, let certain things go or when you should kind of remember it so you don't fall into the same trap again. Right? It's going to be up to you during this time period. This time period is going to be a lot of self-responsibility going on, or needs to. And you're going to have to remember that, okay? Because I'm not saying that your intuitive nudges are not going to be the same, but typically when you're in tune with the moon will let you know certain things before they happen. It'll key you in on certain energies, et cetera, okay? This time around, the moon's going to let you do what you do. Kind of like when the mother hovers over the child when it first learns to walk, and then the mother realizes that you can't always hover over the child. You got to let the child learn how to walk really good on its own, so you got to step back. You might have some, periods where you might be looking, where's mama, right? But mama's watching you. Mama's not going to come and carry you, though. During this time period, you got to carry yourself. You got to walk yourself, okay? Now, that's not to say that you're not going to have the power to manifest, support yourself, pick yourself up, do what you need to do to make the best out of this moon cycle, right? But, you might need to work a little bit harder for yourself is essentially what's being said. Okay, because you have to be more particular about how you're experiencing things, who you're engaging yourself with, where you're putting your energies, your time, your love. You can love unconditionally, but not everyone deserves unconditional love. That's something I don't believe in. Okay, I don't believe that everybody deserves unconditional love. Okay, that's just my personal belief. That's what I've learned in life, right? Some people believe that everybody deserves unconditional love, you know. But just know that not everybody is meant to experience these beautiful, loving energies you're going to have coming in. And you have to be very discerning about that. It goes on to say, having to experience the consequences of our unloving actions may not give us pleasure, but remembering and avoiding those pitfalls in the future will always bring us back into balance. This clan mother holds the wisdom of allowing and does not smother her children or impose rigid rules. She uses her ability to allow us to go through the hard life lessons on our own, always waiting to nurture our disappointments and mend our broken hearts. Love all things teaches that every action in life is equal because the reaction is equal to the original deed. If we are good to our bodies are healthy and good to us. If we nurture and respect ourselves, we will command that same respect and nurturing from others. So also remember this, you all. This is a good rule of balance. As much love as you're putting out into the world and into other people, you need to be putting that love into yourself. Okay? You have to remember this. As light workers, empaths, angels, etc., you have to remember that. As much love and affection and attention that you're giving everybody else, you need to be giving that same amount back to yourself. It's only fair. Okay? Most people, a lot of the time, when they have issues and problems and things of that nature, they're either giving too much attention to themselves or not enough. And they're giving that energy into other people, other places, and not giving it enough to themselves, or they're giving it too much to themselves and not enough out into the world, into others. So try to remember to keep a good balance during this time period, all right, y'all? So, and that to me, loving your body, going to get a massage, taking a beautiful long bath, making sure that you have healthy food, you're going on walks, you're spending time with nature, you're waking up to beautiful prayer in the morning or affirmations, et cetera. You're speaking life into your food, okay? You're eating things that give you life, that don't just take life from you, okay? I think you guys may have heard me speak about this before, about I call it the living diet, okay? There's different names for it, all right? But there's a difference between eating live foods like fruits and veggies, okay, or foods that nature naturally made, even though they may have dyed like beans or oats or things like that. Then you have food that man made, okay, that's processed, came with all kinds of stuff up in it, okay, and then you have meat. All right? Not everybody's going to agree with me with this, but let's just be real. When you're eating meat, you're eating something that was killed, okay? It's very similar to eating a plant. In my experience and spiritual understanding, the way that a physical animal is killed and the effects of it is different than a plant or a vegetable. You understand what I'm saying? God, the universe, created plants, animals for separate different reasons. Now, there are studies that say that plants do feel emotions. They do feel, okay? They've done things where they've actually had they look at plants and after they've been cut and their aura on the plant changes, okay? So the aura still stays pretty vibrant, right? But it changes. You can clearly see in its aura where it was cut, okay, which means that it's responding somehow to that, all right? But I personally believe that there's a different spiritual interaction with eating fruits, vegetables, oats, plants in general versus eating dead or even live animals, right? I'm not saying don't do that. especially during this moon cycle, you want to be feeding your body as much as possible with living food. Even if you pick an orange off the tree, it's still living until it starts to rot and decay completely, right, to where you'll get sick from eating it, okay? It's still living, and even then, it's still technically living, but you can't eat what's living in it at that point. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so just try to focus more on feeding yourself. Maybe even try to stick to a water diet, right, where if you can't not eat meat and eat more veggies and stuff, at the very least, you can cut down on the sodas. You can cut down on the juices, unless they're fresh juice, fresh-made juice, okay, and just drink water, right? Little things like that. We really need to give ourselves the love that we put out to the world back to our bodies and ourselves, especially during this moon cycle, okay? And the more you do that, what will happen is the universe will see this change, and it will start to manifest reality around you in a way that it will match you. You will start to interact more with people who are more loving, more caring, more cleanly in their bodies, more high vibrational people. You start to see better things happening in the world. You'll start to see animals not afraid of you and more attracted to you more than ever. You'll just start to see, things will start to change. Trust me. I'm not trying to convince anybody to stop eating meat, okay? But obviously, not eating meat, okay? I'm pretty sick here, all right? I'm kind of sick. In fact, when I was eating meat, if you go back and see when I was eating meat, I was really slim, okay? So, and I wasn't as womanly shaped as I was kind of almost a little girlish in my body shape, which is crazy, you know? But I've been incorporating way more herbs, natural, all types of stuff. I told y'all about maca. Maca is one of the reasons why I'm a little fluffy here, a little soft, you know, and thick. But I haven't eaten meat, y'all, we're in the seventh month. I'm proud to say, I think it's been 9 months, y'all, almost 10 months since I ate meat last. I was so proud of myself for that. Also, you guys, try to cut back on the alcohol, okay, spirituous liquors. If you're overly going out and partying and getting drunk, like wasted drunk, try not to do that during this moon cycle. That's not a powerful way to show your body love, okay? And a lot of times you might end up doing things you ain't supposed to be doing, okay? Like, you guys don't understand. It's okay to drink, you know, do you drink. But don't get wasted. Try your hardest not to get wasted during this moon cycle, okay? Be very pure about your body, all right? Another thing I stopped doing, I have been drinking soda, I think in about the same amount of time, 9 months, so I stopped eating meat, all right? There's a lot I have done differently. A lot of people say, oh, you get too small, you blah, blah, blah. No, it's about how you eat what you eat. I get my proteins in all kinds of different ways. I don't need meat. Okay, so, I've noticed a lot since I stopped eating meat. My emotions have been different. My emotional regulation and control has been different. My cycle has been different. My hair even has been different. My skin has been different. You know, just everything. My sleep patterns have been different. Okay, I used to have a lot of nightmares when I was eating meat. All right, I don't know if it has something to do with that. But when I stopped eating meat, the nightmares cut down tremendously when I stopped eating meat, okay? And another thing I just want to say, too, be careful with eating too much soy, like plant-based meat, but in particular the soy plant-based meat. Be real careful, okay? Because I don't know why. I'm like, oh, I was fine for all these months without eating the meat, and I was like, let me try some soy products, you know, see how it is, how it tastes, you know, maybe then I could kind of incorporate that into my diet for whenever I, want to cook a meal that usually has meat. That soy is not, yo, no, I don't know about everybody else, but that shit did not do my body right, okay? I was better off without none of it, so That's not, you know, that could possibly be because I already have enough, like, estrogen type of, you know, hormones in my body. So if you know, soy makes the body produce more estrogen, okay, and that's an overload. Too much estrogen in the body. We talked about this on one of my other lives. Your hormones need to be balanced, okay? NASA helps with that, by the way, balancing your hormones. But anyway, all right, that's a whole little tangent, a little side note for you guys, okay? But we need to be really, really, really good about what we're doing to our bodies, especially during this moon cycle, okay? What you're putting into it, all right? Dr. Study's alkaline diet, absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely revolutionized the way that I've seen eating years ago. It was like 10 years ago, right? Alkaline diet, okay? Anyway, let's see. It continues on, it says, if we nurture and respect ourselves, we will command that same respect and nurturing from others. If we lie to ourselves, others will lie to us in kind. If we think positive thoughts, good things will happen to support our attitude. If we apply the love of truth to all things, we find ways to know and love the self. This clan mother instructs us in a way that applies the concept of free will in its purest form. Her foremost understanding is that we will evolve no matter what happens. And what I just thought about right now, too, also, somebody leaves you, okay? If somebody leaves you during this moon cycle, release them with love. I said it before another time in one of my videos. Release that person with love. Don't get angry. Don't get mad. Or don't allow yourself to fester in those emotions for too long. All right? Just know that the universe has a better plan for you and a better plan for that person or that situation. Okay? If you get let off your job or whatever, release it with love. Okay? Try not to be so stuck on why it happened or, you know, the shock of it, okay? If people are genuinely coming back to you and apologizing to you, all right, you don't have to take those people back, but I do recommend that you forgive them, okay? Is for your soul. It's for your soul's benefit. If you had aura holes in your aura, it will heal the holes in your aura. Okay? If you had negative, you know, like I call them spiritual scabs, it will heal those spiritual scabs. Just forgive them. You don't even have to tell them that you forgive them, but let go of that animosity. You don't have to take somebody back in order to forgive them, okay? You don't have to allow them into your life or allow them to continue to be in your energy even though you forgave them. And that's one thing a lot of people, I think, and even myself back in the day, a long time ago, I used to think that in order to show somebody that I forgive them, I have to allow them back into my space, or I have to allow them to be my friend again, or I have to allow them, you know, no, you can stay not friends with somebody. You can stay broken up from somebody. You can stay not with them, but still forgive them with love, but not allow yourself to be put into a situation like that that you know more likely than not is not going to change, or they're not going to stop doing what they're doing, or they're not ready for you, or you're not ready for that, or whatever the case may be. So that's just for some of you guys. That's what I thought about right now. So, anyway, let's continue. It says, if we apply the love of truth to all things, we find ways to know and love the self. This clan mother instructs us in a way that applies the concept of free will in its purest form. Her foremost understanding is that we will evolve no matter what happens. Healing and growth may take many cycles of the medicine wheel, but she is willing to love us unconditionally through all those rites of passage until we love ourselves, patterns of self-induced slavery. The freedom found in loving the self without condition is the talent that makes love all things the guardian of children. She allows children to develop self-loving self-expression, encouraging them to be their personal best. So if you have children, okay, during this moon cycle, it will be very powerful for you to engage in activities with your children where you can allow them to experiment and explore, okay, in ways that they know that if they mess up, you'll still be there to support them and look after them and show them that it's okay. So I'll give you a little small example. Like having them working on, let's say, like getting some coloring pages that are kind of more difficult for them to color, but you working with them coloring in those pages. And when they mess, just continuously telling them, it's okay, son or daughter. Everybody messes up at some point. You just have to keep trying. You just have to keep growing. You have to keep learning, and it's okay. I'll be there for you in that process. Just kind of getting more close and letting them know that they are loved, they are valued, they are appreciated. It's okay if they make mistakes. It's okay so that they don't get a it'll help them not be afraid to get out and try new things and do new things, right? Because a lot of the times parents may unintentionally project their fears onto their children, and then the children can grow up being afraid of things that they probably would have been amazing at had the parent not projected that that onto them. So you might even try something new with them, okay? Something that you may not have even ever done before, you know, during this cycle, okay? Allowing them maybe to do something that's risky, but with your overlooking it, right? But make sure that they don't get hurt, you know, but allow them to expand and experiment more, you know, and so that they know that you're okay them do that or having them do that. Trust me when I say it's going to have a super impact on their lives later on. It will, you know. When they feel like they're able to, you have to look into it, too. There's a lot of psychology, a lot of psychological research, too, what I just said, also, if you want to look deeper into that. For those who have children, even if you don't have children, if you have, like, those are your children, they're your stepchildren, but they're not biological, but even if you have, like, nieces, nephews, cousins, brothers, sisters, you know, whoever, you can do it with them as well, as long as their parents are okay with it. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe their parents will allow you to take them on a bike ride somewhere that may be difficult to ride, you know, where you know you guys might have a little mistake or mess up here and there, you know, or take them somewhere to do something new that you've never done before, right, to explore with them so that they feel comfortable with trying new things and not being the only one making a mistake kind of thing, right? And being feeling loved and appreciated even if they do. However that works for y'all is how it works for y'all, okay? But I'm sure you kind of understand what I'm saying, all right? So it says she allows children to develop loving self-expression, encouraging them to be their personal best. This month, giving your children compliments will be very powerful. Children in general, say, I like the way you, or wow, you're great, or you make me very happy, you know, and less of focusing on the negative that they do. So sometimes a child can act so crazy, it's kind of hard to focus on the positives of what they do, but especially during this cycle, you want to, as much as you can, do what's called positive reinforcement, okay, not negative reinforcement. So instead of focusing so much on what they don't do right, focus on what they do right, okay? So if you notice they're acting a fool, you know, let's say they're just not listening. She said, you know what, Johnny or Isabel, whatever, I love when you are able to do the things that I ask you to do without acting crazy. You know, I think that I'm going to start rewarding you every time you do something really, really amazing. You know, or you don't have to say that to them. Just do it. Whenever you notice them doing great stuff or being good, tell them that you value them, you appreciate them, you love them for doing those good things. If they're being bad, try not to only react to them being bad. More so just redirect them, okay? So, like, if they're touching something they're not supposed to be touching, you don't even have to say, don't touch it, blah, blah, blah. Just quietly grab them nicely, gently, and redirect them to somewhere else.
I love that she's bringing up the children, because thinking back to my childhood as well, you know, positive reinforcement is what she said. And in the positive reinforcement, especially with the children, you know, one of the things was about, do I have a voice? Like, how I feel. You know what I mean? We were taught to be, you know, say in the child's place. You know, don't speak unless you're spoken to. You know, those kind of traditions in which was passed down that no longer work, right? But I love this, what she's saying about the children, because I think that that's a part of breaking the cycle, right, about shifting how we teach the children, right? So, yeah, I love this. Hope you guys are enjoying it as well.
During the time here when things start to happen is the child's going to recognize, well, I don't really get that much attention when I do bad stuff, but when I do really good stuff, mom or dad loves me. They value me. They da 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 da. And it'll kind of show them, you know, that maybe I should do more good stuff, right? But also at the same time, letting them know that it's okay to make mistakes too, you know. It's okay to be, to have a bad day, you know. So just for the parents out there, those who are work with children, whatever the case may be, I feel like during this moon cycle, that'll be very powerful and beneficial in different ways. All right, you guys? And again, passing down your legacy, your knowledge, your wisdom, spending time with them just to sit with them and teach them, you know, having more talks with them about, now don't give them no ideas to do bad stuff if they're around ages where they can do that bad stuff, okay? But kind of just showing them ways like where you messed up, but somebody appreciated you and valued you even though you did mess up, or showing them ways that you worked out of the situation, or telling them ways how maybe self-love, if you didn't love yourself as much in the past but you love yourself now, showing them ways of how it was not beneficial for you to not love yourself at that time, but what your life is like now that you love yourself, right? Just really spending more time connecting and creating valuable memories with them, not just the day-to-day average stuff, right? You can even start during this cycle, a day where you sit down and you pass on the teachings, you pass on the legacy, the traditions. You specifically set aside a day where the child knows or the kid or whoever, okay, this day we're going to be working on things that we need to get better at or things that's going to make us better in life, okay? So, for instance, maybe one day in the month you're going to learn how to make a bow and arrow, right, so that they know about ancient traditions, about how to style a bow and arrow, why bow and arrows were used, why they're valuable. Or maybe this one, you might teach them how to make their own fire, or you might, you see what I'm saying? So it's just really giving them that personal time, but it's different than the usual personal time that you spend with them. Especially during this cycle, it's going to be very powerful and beneficial. And even if they don't respond to it in the ways that you may want them to, they will remember it, okay? It will become a very powerful and beneficial memory for them later, all right? So just know that. It says, mothers, this, it says, this clan mother uses the child's love of discovering life as the guideline for raising the young. She teaches the child within us to accept love, to give love, to find ways to love the self, and to love the truth above all else. Okay? So, again, focus on if you have your inner child healing that needs to be done, allowing yourself to accept love. If life tells you, hey, you're beautiful. Hey, I like you the way you do this. Hey, blah, blah. Don't say, oh, they're just lying or they're trying to use me or blah, blah. Don't automatically jump to that in your mind, okay? Allow yourself to take that compliment without feeling like you have to go above and beyond that for the person or they're lying to you or something along those lines, all right? And give more love, you know? Really just releasing those who used you, who did not do you right in the past, releasing them with love and making it a point to not throw what they did in the past onto others. Now, you do want to be smart and learn from the lesson, but just because one person did you wrong or did you dirty or was messed up does not mean that automatically the next person is going to do that, especially if you're not even looking in the same areas that you did before or the person ain't even the same type of person, same type of stuff. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, you can have safeguards up. You can protect yourself. Maybe you want to move a little bit slower than you did before or just weird, you know, different things that you feel is necessary to learn. But try to love again. Love is so healing and valuable for us. It don't matter how many times a person gets hurt, you will always be healed by love. So even if you had, you know, some negative happened to you in the past, somebody betrayed you, somebody did whatever they did, don't stop yourself from opening back up to love again. You can limit how much you do it, but try not to throw what they did onto the new person or the next person, okay? Loving yourself. I feel like a lot of empaths, a lot of angels, a lot of light workers and so on, a lot of them have gone through really tumultuous situations where they've been taught that they're not allowed to love themselves or that loving themselves is narcissistic or loving themselves is selfish or, you know, things of that nature, all right? And it's not. Okay, how can you truly, truly be all the way there for the next person when you're not there for yourself enough? When you don't know how to love yourself? How can you properly love the next person when you don't know how to love yourself? You know, it may mimic love, what you give to that other person, but we all need to be able to give ourselves that love and affection, compassion, attention, all that we give the next people. Been talking, y'all. Need to get a drink. Hold on. And also, do yourself a favor and value the truth. Try not to, even if the truth hurts your feelings. Okay? Love yourself enough to not lie to yourself. All right? Love yourself enough to learn to love the truth. People, another reason why they have messed up lives is because they hate hearing or admitting the honest to God truth to themselves. They want to run from it. Okay? We don't want to do that. We want to accept the truth for what it is and actually appreciate those who give us the truth, right? And love ourselves enough to live in truth. Love all things is the mother nurturer, a sensual lover, the keeper of all acts of pleasure. And this is so weird because the pleasure card kept coming out in every single reading I did earlier, like over and over and over again. And then I didn't even read this yet, right? And then I came and looked at this. I'm like, this is wild. This is so wild. Love all things is the mother nurturer, a sensual lover, the keeper of all acts of pleasure, and the guardian of sexual wisdom. So another thing about sexual wisdom, for those who have young adults, like teens, okay, during this cycle, I know y'all, those kind of conversations are kind of odd, weird, crazy, okay? Make you feel old and stuff. But you may need to pass down some of your wisdom that you have learned, okay, to them. And what I mean by that is, let's say you opened up to seeing the people. Make sure you let your teens know why that's not good, okay? Try to be less So a lot of parents don't like talking about those things with their children because they don't want to give their children ideas to go do stuff, or they don't, it's just weird, it's odd, you know. But in this day and age, I'm just going to tell you, you'd rather your children hear those types of things from you than them researching it up on YouTube or the internet or going to other people and talking about those things with other people and possibly getting knowledge and wisdom that is actually not beneficial for them, all right? So we, in those areas, we have to be more responsible about what we're passing down to this next generation. This next generation doesn't really, y'all, this is wild. It's wild, the stuff that they're into and getting into and seeing and thinking and believing. It's really, a lot of it's not good, okay? And so, you know, helping them to understand a lot more about spiritual connection that one is having when they're engaging in those acts. Not just cover it up and protect yourself so you don't get pregnant. Not that. This is more of a spiritual talk, right? A spiritual understanding. Learning more about your body so that you can also teach them more, especially the women, the young ladies, right? About their aura and how each different partner that they have can possibly affect their natural aura. You know, a lot of women that are not successful, that are having broke down relationships, this and that and the other, part of it is because they haven't cleansed their energies from all the fucking people they've accepted into their bodies. You see? Or they don't even have to be accepting into their bodies. Hell, just kissing somebody is a spiritual connection, right? You know, it's we have to have more of these powerful spiritual energies that we understand within ourselves first and pass that on to the team, okay? Because they're not being told what they need to be told, especially spiritually speaking, all right? They're being told, go out, YOLO, right? And then what? Okay, YOLO, and then what? You got all types of, you know, I'm not going to speak shit into existence, but they're being taught to do some stuff that's really just not spiritually talking about. Go with them on no religious shit, because most of the time that religious stuff is going to fly right past their head. They're going to stop. They're going to stop listening to you as soon as you bring up the Bible. Most of them. As soon as you bring up.
And, you know, we're living in an era of change. You know, a woman told me long ago, nothing in life is consistent yet that of change. What I've noticed, even many adults who did not follow the paradigms of what, you know, was taught and passed down, they stopped going to church. They stopped, you know, they kind of went against the grain. They rebelled. You know, having more understanding for those type of people. And the what she's saying, too, about the children, they not having it, y'all. They are not having it. But do we look at them as if they're just, you know, hard-headed, don't want to follow rules, don't want to follow tradition? Or is it something that they've seen in a systematic structure over time that we have been repeating over and over again that does not work? So what do? They use combative approaches, and we punish them because of it, yet when have we, if ever, took the time to attempt to understand what our children are saying to us, right?
Yo, Mary, before they ain't gonna listen to you. You have to come at it from a different angle, an angle where they understand it's not necessarily, oh, you better please God by being a virgin when you get married. Like, you can't come at them like that in this generation. You have to teach them how that affects them in their life later on. You understand? Not just, you know, health-wise, but spiritually wise, you know, attracting abundance wise, you know.
And teaching them about why you probably shouldn't get have sex before, you know, marriage. Sharing the why in the in depth, maybe using our story as examples of that. I'm loving this, y'all.
There's a reason why a lot of these so-called elite don't have all kinds of uncontrollable sexual escapades. They're very particular about who they lay down with. They're very particular about the times they do it. They're very particular about all of this, like, set up, okay? There's reason for that, spiritually. Don't get it twisted. You see them getting caught up in some stuff. A lot of the reason why is because they're on drugs and they're getting caught up in some crazy shit. But most of the elite, they're very particular about who they lay up with, how they lay up with them, when they do it, where they do it. It's like very, very, very orchestrated. And the reason why is because they know the effect that having these different interactions with people, spiritually speaking, through sex or whatever, can affect one's ability to attract and manifest wealth, prosperity, luck, all that, right? I mean, hell, look at what happened to Johnny Depp. I mean, let's just go there. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. A prime example, okay? That man was over there and healed from damn addiction to the disease, and here she is in the damn court acting a fucking monkey with him. Should have picked better. But you can't pick better if you don't know better, right? He probably turned out all kinds of bit women that were way better. Oh, man. Oh, man. Anyway, Clan Mother embodies the attributes of the devoted friend who sees the strength of our personal medicine as well as our weaknesses, assessing both sides without judgment. Patiently, she supports us in our growth process by pointing out our talents, urging us to grow. So you're going to be realizing probably talents that you never realized you had during this time period, or finding new and more beneficial ways to express those talents, those gifts, those abilities, okay? And using them to just essentially help enhance your life, all right? It says, love all things ignores our unwillingness to use the talents we have at hand, because you understand that one day on our personal healing path, we will find it in ourselves. So if you choose not to use your gifts and abilities during this time, it's not going to necessarily be negative or go against you. However, this time is really calling for you to really dive into figuring out what you're talented at and finding ways to capitalize off of it, so to say, okay, or what your gift be that, and really going deep into that and allowing it somehow to be incorporated in your life so you can eventually make a living off of it. Because most likely where you're gifted at or extremely talented at, that is something that was given to you by the universe or put into you, or that you worked hard that will allow you to be able to make a living off of it. It's meant for you to be happy while you're out working, doing what you're doing. You're not supposed to be miserable at some fucking job for the rest of your life. Like, that's not what this world was created for, no matter who wants to trick you into believing that. All right? And so if one harvests in on their gift, their talent, and recognize, okay, how can I use my gift and my talent to bring value? This is the key. Not because people just love it, but how is it bringing value into people's lives? If you can figure out how to use your gifts and your talents to bring value to other people's lives, you will most likely be able to find a way to make a living off of that gift or talent that you have. Okay? So, let me give you an example. Basketball players. These basketball players are talented, right? These are professional basketball players. Well, they found ways to use their talent to entertain people. People like to be entertained, therefore, these basketball players are entertaining people and bringing value into their life, making them happy, inspiring them, making them feel like they could be that way one day. You see? So, really own in on your gifts and talents in, during this time period as well, y'all. Okay? So, now that we got through those energies, all right, I am going to get another sip of my drink, and then I'm going to read you guys this story, okay? And then after this story, I will get into the motivational part of this reading, all right, with the cards, the actual card reading, okay? All right, John. So this story is called The Sacredness of Love. It says, love all things, felt a warm shudder move up her body when she relaxed in the light of grandfather's sun. It felt wonderful to gather that golden warmth into herself and to let her body absorb the goodness of grandfather's sun's unconditional love. Love all things turned the palms of her hands upwards to collect the sunbeams. They were the amber nectar from precious tropical flowers. While the water spirits of the running river sang her a song, she was reminded of the multitude of simple pleasures that could be experienced in a human body. The bubbling rush of water, undulating over the round stones in its path, gurgled a continuous greeting. An occasional spray of tiny water droplets showered her feet and new sensations while she took in every perception her human senses could encompass. Love's all being smelled the rich perfume of wet soil at the river's edge, mixed with the many fragrances of wild flowers and blooming herbs. The faint scent of wild green onions coming from the shaded woods behind her reminded her of the many savories mother freely offered. The smell of moist fallen leaves in the undergrowth carried with it the faint odor of blooming berry and grapevine, promising an abundant time of gathering during the ripening moon. She reveled in the perpetual goodness that being human offers. Love all things opened her eyes a crack to gaze at the sunlight and the rainbow prism it reflected through the lattice created by her eyelashes. The brilliant effervescent colors danced around her line of vision, giving her yet another pleasure to enjoy. She could see the reflection of colors caught in the moisture of the perspiration on her skin. She noticed that water, like feeling, could reflect any subtle nuance in the changing play of light and shadow. She remembered how she had been amazed by the extensive and varied sensations she had encountered when she first embodied her human form. Her human female form. She had been like hummingbird then, tasting everything that the flowers of human experience offered, flitting from one to another in total delight. Once she had watched hummingbird dart and taste all the different nectars he found flowering in a woodland meadow. She decided that the world was to be savored with the same joy. Those early days had taught her the medicine that hummingbird offered, and that same attitude of love and joy had continued to shape every experience in her earth walk. Love's all things silently sent her thanks to the smallest of all winged creatures who hummed the song of letting the joys of life chase away negativity and fear. Lost in her feelings, the relaxed clan mother barely noticed that she was following the colors of a sunbeam through her eyelashes and into a sparkling set of memories that reminded her of the joys and the trials she had just on the good red road. She remembered how she had been initiated into sexuality, learning the pleasures of coupling in a field of corn poppies and soft green moss. The day had been a warm one, filled with the sounds of her own pounding heart and the calls of thrushes and larks. The birds were circling, then diving into the meadow to feast on wild grass seeds and grain. She was walking next to a man who had touched her heart deeply during the past few moons. Together, they had explored the surrounding foothills and had shared many fires. He had protected her and provided her with, had provided their fires, had shown her the respect due a female. This man knew that every woman was an extension of the Earth Mother, and that to harm a woman in any way could bring the consequences of scarcity to all the children of Earth. The night before, as they sat by a fire, he had spoken to her of the responsibility of pleasuring a woman in a way that would teach and preserve the joy of coupling. Love All Things had discovered that being near this man brought many new and curious feelings. Her body would react in the strangest ways if their hands would inadvertently touch or if their eyes should meet. She did not know how to gauge the flood of emotions or the rush of blood that would set her face on fire, of the quickening drumbeat of her heart and the warm gush of heat coursing up her thighs. Feathered Dog, the man at her side, was very different from the other men she had encountered. None of them had ever made her feel this way. The attraction she felt for Feathered Dog gave her a sense of longing and excitement, but she did not know how to deal with the flood of emotions that overwhelmed her when she was with him. Some feelings were extremely pleasurable, and others bordered on aching pains of longing. She was confused because she did not understand what she was longing for. Sometimes it was difficult to breathe when he placed his arm over her shoulder or smiled when looking deep into her eyes. The mating dance had lasted 3 moons, leaving Love All Things enthralled with the sensuality of touching and feeling nurtured. The pitch of intimacy had grown during that time as she and Feathered Dog had shared their innermost thoughts, but not their sleeping robes. Today, in the field of corn poppies that radiated all the salmon rose colors of a newborn sun, she would open herself to her man in a new way. Feathered Dog had earned his name because he carried the medicine of feather, symbolizing a messenger of spirit and dog who taught the values of serving humankind with loyalty. This man embodies the three medicines needed in any relationship: respect, trust, and intimacy. Feathered Dog understood the importance of building a strong foundation of mutual respect that then gives birth to trust. He knew that when trust and respect are present in any relationship, intimacy and the sharing of the heart's desires can bloom, rooted in fertile ground. In his wisdom, Feathered Dog had allowed Love All Things the time she needed to experience building this foundation of their relationship. From this strong and caring base of togetherness, the sexual attraction had naturally evolved. Love All Things recalled every gentle caress of that day long ago and relived the beauty and sacredness of that first coupling. She had been given a gift that was the Earth Mother's desire for all her children, discovering the pleasures of human sexuality without guilt, fear, or pain. Over the next few years, Love All Things and Feathered Dog shared all of the joyous pleasures of life and love in their mated union. The happy experiences shared with her mate and the birthing of their children had taught Love All Things the joys of nurturing and being nurtured. Through the sexual rites of passage shared with Feathered Dog, she had become the keeper of sexual wisdom. Through mothering their offspring, she had rediscovered the world through the eyes of her children. The wonder of life and the excitement of being alive had allowed her to master the art of being a warm and sensual woman and a nurturing, understanding mother. Her heart filled with overflowing love as she remembers the goodness life had given her through her daughter and three strong sons. Saying goodbye to feathered dogs had been difficult when he passed into the spirit world. She experienced more pain when she buried her children and their children after watching them all grow old while she still carried a body that did not age. Love All Things had developed a resentment during those passing winters that brought forth one of her hardest lessons in human life. The Earth Mother had never said that any of the 13 aspects of herself would find being human an easy task, but Love All Things had conveniently forgotten the consequences of having a human body that did not die. She resented the fact that she was left to enjoy the pleasures of being human while she buried her loved ones and they went to live in the other side camp of the spirit world. The clan mother was tested time and again when her resentment would thwart the feelings of joy that she could have experienced had she given the negativity away. She found it hard to love the truth that she was immortal, and harder still to love the life around her while she was grieving, and the love she had shared in the past. Love All Things wanted her family back. She wanted to recapture the playful medicine of her daughter, Little Otter, to fill those lonely times when the shadow of resentment darkened her path. The Earth Mother spoke to Love All Things, reminding her of the medicine carried by Otter, her daughter's namesake. The clan mother was not the clan mother was not ready to reclaim the balanced woman's medicine of being an adult who was young at heart, playing or working with the same innocent delight. She could not see the value of reclaiming the balance needed in her life by accepting what had passed and like a child, deciding to live the happiness of the present. Love All Things was all the love she felt she had lost, forgetting to notice the gift of renewal and abundance she was being offered through the Earth Mother's wisdom. Love All Things found herself judging all acts of life as never being enough to fill the growing hole in her heart. She insisted on living in the past and forgot the joy she had once found in being alive. She marched for many suns and sleeps to visit the sea, where she intended to share her salty tears of regret and remorse with the ocean. Once she arrived at the home of endless water, she tossed herself into the brine, wanting to die, forgetting that this too was impossible. She sank beneath the frothy waves sung by eels, making her humiliation complete. Dragging herself to the sandy dunes, she screamed in pain and started to accuse herself of all the victim-like tendencies she had gathered during her shadowy passage into sorrow. Love All Things began blaming herself for never growing old. She blamed her family for being human. She blamed the Earth Mother for giving her the experiences of pleasure, and now this intolerable pain. She ranted and raved, sending her disgust and revulsion to the four winds as she cried out in her anger. The growing red welts on her leg, where Io had stung her, reflected the rage she was feeling toward herself and toward the world. She was furious that such love and such pleasure had carried any consequences. Love All Things had intended to live life thinking nothing but ultimate. There was not supposed to be another upsetting side. not fair. She was helplessly unable to stop the sorrowful existence she abhorred, even by trying to take her own life. Lost in her own misery, Loves All Things noticed nothing around her until a gale brought crashing waves and the sound of the thunderbird's wings slammed her back into the moment. Hino, the Thunder Chief, had sent the Thunderbird with his clapping rolls of thunder to teach Love All Things how her own feelings had affected the balance in nature. She heard the voice of Hino as he bellowed into her ears, "Daughter, you have created these icy winds because your heart grows cold. You have forsaken your name and brought your own wrath to bear on the other children of earth who depended on you for love and nurturing. In your anger, you have created a storm that will send many to their death, and yet you have learned nothing of the scarcity you bring when you refuse to love. You too must weather the storm that you have brought forth, and you must see for yourself the kind of pain you have created inside your body and how that pain can harm the natural world." As soon as he knows, Love All Things was struck by a crashing wave of water that dragged her body into the raging sea. Down she went, being tumbled and rolled by the onslaught of pummeling waves. Spinning amid the current, being tossed to and fro, she slipped into the darkness of her own unconscious and self-pity. The last thing she remembered was that something was very, very wrong. The burning sensation in her legs and the pleasant smell of rotting flesh brought Lost All Things to her senses. She struggled to get her stomach under control, but retched anyway. Salt water poured from her mouth as she felt her insides knot and release time and again. When she could finally prop herself up on a nearby boulder, she was amazed by the wreckage around her. The beach was covered with the bodies of all sorts of creatures who had died in the storm. Silent tears etched their way down her cheeks as Love All Things took in the horror of her own creation. The wreckage in front of her was wrought by her impulsive self-pity. She had come to a place within herself where she is who and what she was. After Feathered Dog had died, she had fed her self-pity by taking lovers whom she did not love.
She crying, y'all.
I'm going to finish this up, you guys, but this is making me cry. Because it reminds me of a lot of what women go through in this world who are not appreciated, who are not valued, who don't know how to handle their emotions, not respected when the divine feminine is trampled upon, and then gets lost in the darkness and what comes from that, Oh, wow. I've read this story before, but it just, really dawned on me, had died. She had fed her self-pity by taking lovers whom she did not love. She had used them for the pleasure they could give her. She had broken some hearts along the way and had fallen into projecting her own pain onto others by denying how her actions were literally destroying all of the lessons of respect, trust, take medicine. Now she has come to this piteous bed, the beach filled with broken bodies, littering the sand around her. As she touched the angry welt on her leg, Eel's voice filtered through the lapping waves, reaching her waterlogged senses. Love all things. Listen to me. Hear me with your heart. I am the conductor of love. This is my medicine. The electric bolts of my sting were not meant to harm you. The shock was necessary to show you that sometimes, through pain, love can be reclaimed. If you will accept my medicine, I may be able to help you. Why would anyone want to help me, Eel? I have nearly destroyed myself and all of those whom I pledged to love before I came to walk the earth. Eel replied, I have not forgotten the true meaning of love, Mother. It knows no boundaries, finds no fault on time to make it right. The fire of Grandfather Sun mixes with the water of the Earth Mother inside of me. I choose to be the conductor of the unconditional love of both. Can't you accept their love and mine? Love all things sobbed as she nodded, feeling like she was being given the opportunity to come home to who she really was. The clan mother fully realized that she had punished herself and everyone around her while she walked with the shadow. More than anything, she now wanted to reclaim the love, releasing the darkness of blame and fear. Eel felt the change in the clan mother's heart and continued to speak. Love all things to reclaim the balance. Love all things to reclaim the abundance you once had in your life. You must cross a bridge that you create between the shadow side of your nature and your loving heart. The bridge may appear to you like a rainbow because it reflects all of the beautiful colors found in life. The bridge is made of forgiveness and spans the abyss of human fear, bitterness, hatred, and jealousy. Those hurtful emotions are adopted when the heart is broken in order to mask the pain. You must cross that bridge willingly. To make that journey, you must drop all negative judgment and or blame you have about yourself or any other person, place, event, location, or idea that you have ever experienced. Love all things is mine was suddenly flooded with the memories of blame, shame, regret, wrongdoing, and senseless pain she had caused herself and others. Forgiving all those things would be an unbelievably challenging task, but she realized that she must start somewhere to reclaim the love that had once been her guiding light. She spent many suns and sleeps walking by the seaside, washing away the shadowy side of her nature. She felt every emotion without letting herself be drawn into them again. Slowly, she observed a change in her sense of well-being and practiced finding something she could love about herself and the world around her. She whispered words of thanksgiving every time she encountered a new breakthrough, destroying the chains of heartbreak that had bound her to a lifeless existence. The aliveness began returning as she fortified each forward step in her healing process, seeing the great mystery for the gift of life. Her changed attitude toward the world around her brought back the vibrancy of the colors in nature that had come to seem so lackluster. When she swam beneath the waves, the coral reefs were treasured troves of creatures who sought her company, reflecting the rainbow colors of the bridge that forgiving had created in her life. As she reached out to life once again, the eight arms of the octopus taught her that she was enveloped with love in all directions as long as she desired it. The purple ink that octopus sprayed into the water to protect himself from praying martyrs showed Lanzarote that the color purple, representing gratitude and healing, was also her protection against the shadow's destructive nature. As long as she returned thanks for every healing step she took, the healing would continue. Every so often, a gray day would bring foggy memories of the past into love's all things experience. At first, she resisted the thoughts that brought up the fear of her shadow side, but unlike her past solution, which was denying the existence of her troubled mind, she confronted the memory by finding ways she could have solved those past situations. Her newly developed skill of being grateful for every lesson in life kept her from returning to the reckless behavior that had once forced her to use pleasure as an escape, numbing everything into oblivion. Love All Things was learning to be accountable for her actions, realizing that every time she fed the positive side of a challenge by looking for ways to express her natural experiences equally, she could easily find solutions. She noticed that the opposite negative reaction would also make her accountable by throwing her into old feelings of unworthiness that made her want to run and hide from life. Soon, the day came when Love All Things was confident that she was ready to walk among her fellow human beings without reflecting her past upon them. She started out on her trek, moving through foothills and valleys, traversing forests and crossing streams. In the dawn light, on the sixth sun of her journey, she woke to the sound of thirsty deer taking a drink. Love All Things intensely watched deer as she nudged her fawn toward the embankment of moss growing close to the brook. Love All Things fought back the tears welling in her eyes as memories of Little Otter in her mind. Her little girl had first learned to walk on moss-covered knolls near a brook very similar to the one in the clearing. Deer felt the clan mother's anguish and turned, speaking to Love All Things. You are the mother of all acts of pleasure, Love All Things, and yet you have forgotten to be gentle with yourself. You would be kind and caring to me and my fawn, but you are merciless towards yourself. We creatures have heard of your torment and of your healing, and we have rejoiced in your progress. I was sent to cross your path, reminding you of the tender and sensitive gentleness of my medicine, not so that you will apply that comforting calmness to others, but so you will stop being so hard on yourself. Always but one, you are human. The fact that you will not experience the aging and death of your body does not mean that you have to push yourself beyond the capacity of other humans. Sweet mother, there is no fault in being human. Your feelings will always be a part of you. They will never vanish. But it is not wrong to touch them from time to time with gentleness. You have crossed the bridge of forgiveness, and now you must rediscover the way to be gentle with yourself. Finding the balance between strength and gentleness is a delicate matter. You may call on my medicine anytime you need me. By the way, I love deer. I have a whole bunch of pet deer, by the way. They're like my favorite animals, one of my favorite animals ever. But anyway, deer and fawn were gone. The forest enveloped them, leaving Love All Things to her thoughts. The words spoken by deer had bolstered the clan mother's resolve to find the tenderness with herself that she needed in order to carry on. And gentleness loved all things, sent her words of thanksgiving to all of her future children and to the great mystery. Then she washed in the stream, ate some berries, and looked toward the pathway, starting her trek once again. 2 moons later, she reached an encampment of two-legged, who were busy demonstrating all of the hurtful actions that humans could inflict on one another. She realized that her time with them would test everything she had learned. This lesson in life would provide Love All Things with the opportunity to walk through the final rite of passage of loving the truth in all things. As the keeper of forgiveness, she would be called upon to show these members of the Earth Tribe how to heal their hearts. The challenge of completing the task that had been placed in her path brought up fleeting thoughts of wanting to run from her mission. But instead, she gave thanks for this opportunity for growth. Every time a member of this band of humans tried to pass rumors to the clan mother about someone else, she countered with a comment about the positive nature or traits of the person being talked about. When someone was feeling dejected, she was the first to show gentleness and loving encouragement. When a man was on the rampage, spitting anger at those nearest to him, she chased the crowds away by teaching how all anger is really directed at the self. Forgiving the self for being human or for depending on another to do the things one should have taken care of on his or her own usually dissolved the anger instantly. With this past, a new generation of this tribe were born, learning the gift of forgiveness, gentleness, and love that Love All Things freely offered. Love All Things traveled to different clans and tribes, sharing the experiences of her earth walk and the wisdom she had gathered through her healing process. She taught young women to respect their bodies and to nurture their children. She shared the lessons of sacred sexuality, respect, trust, and intimacy. With the young men who would then use their understanding of sexual wisdom and relationships to form lasting bonds, their mates. The mother nurturer taught the children how to enjoy the pleasures of being human by loving the coldness on their feet when standing in a mountain stream, or by savoring the steaming aroma of a hot stew as much as its delicious flavor. The senses were to be honored and respected because those skills of perception gave humankind the pleasure of life. Through examples, Love All Things showed her human children that every act of physical life was sacred. When it was approached in a loving and meaningful way, nothing having to do with sexuality was judged as dirty or wrong by the keeper of sexual wisdom. The mother of all acts of pleasure taught that the functions of the human body were honored natural processes that kept the body healthy and full of life. She showed the young adults the way male bodies gave from the genitals and received through the heart, and how the female body received through the genitals and gave from the heart. When a female and a male stood face to face, this process of giving and receiving created a circle between the two. If one or the other was cold, unfeeling, or unafraid, the circle was not allowed to complete itself. When this type of disconnection occurred, it was time to find out which of the three points of respect, trust, and intimacy had been lost. Circle of sexual sharing between male and female to be restored, both partners had to be willing to open themselves to giving and receiving. This sacred bond could only be achieved if mutual respect, trust, and intimacy formed the foundation that supported their love. loves all things taught her children that coupling was a physical form of communication between humans that represented the female and male sides of each individual. If the individual was unhappy with himself or herself, that feeling was then used to fracture the person's internal sense of wholeness, forming a barrier to the sharing that could be experienced with another. Through loving the self and through forgiveness, healing the heart's hurts could take place. When one was able to forgive the self, it was much easier to forgive others for insensitive words or unconscious actions. Loves All Things reviewed her own path of joy, pain, self-destruction, and ultimately forgiveness and healing every time she watched another human being go through similar lessons. Each time she saw herself in another, the reassuring pleasure of being able to direct her energy in a positive fashion came forth. She had become a healed healer through facing her shadow with love. When she had learned to love the truth found in every lesson in life, she had learned to love the part of herself that had driven her nearly to destruction. She could own her name now because she did love all things. She had put aside the shadow's need to be critical of the self and others and had donned the ability to love the truth in every person on every spoke of the wheel of life. She had gained the compassion of a once tormented woman who had loved and lost, nearly losing herself in the process. She had walked in the moccasins of every brokenhearted two-legged who had been hardened by pain, and through experience she had learned to reclaim the precious gift of love. Loves All Things had learned that salty tears were the beginnings of transformation, and that through these droplets of anguish, the waters of forgiveness began to flow. The clan mother of the seventh moon cycle had come to understand that healing begins with forgiving the self for the could have been and should have been found on the good red road. Compassion was born from the hurts of the clan mother's life, and in gently finding compassion for herself, her healing was accomplished. The road back from her pain and into the light of love had been a long one, but the restored pleasure she found in life was worth the effort. The sounds of the river at her side brought her from her memories and helped her focus on the pleasurable warmth moving up her arms from her open hands. The rainbow colors of grandfather's sun filtered through her eyelashes, displayed curious images of human forms dancing. Loves All Things felt a tug on her heart as she recognized Feathered Dog, Little Otter, and her three strong sons dancing in the rainbow light. In her vision, the Earth Mother called to Loves All Things, letting her know singing hum filled her ears and she was floating over the river. When the Clan Mother looked down again, she caught her own reflection in the glassy waters of a still streaming light of the sunbeam. A still pond. She had become hummingbird and was flying on the streaming light of a sunbeam. Upward she traveled, traversing the deep cornflower blue space until she passed through a flaming wall of fire, being propelled into the body of grandfather's son. The fire had burned away her hummingbird body, and once again she transformed into a female human form and found herself in the arms of Feathered Dog. As the circle of their love was made complete through the reunion of their hearts, the two lovers became one dazzling star. The burning star flew from grandfather's son and took its place in the Sky Nation. For six moons, the star of love lights the twilight sky and is called the Evening Star. Then, for the following six moons, the star of love appears at dawn and is called the morning stars. Through the story of Loves All Things and Feathered Dogs, we are enabled to see both sides of our nature. That wholeness is reflected in the bird of love and joy, who knows that there is no separation in the human spirit except the illusions we impose upon ourselves. Hummingbird hums now and flies in circles because he knows the lover's secret to love all things is to love every reflection of who and what you are. And that story was told by Jamie Sam. You guys, absolutely powerful, powerful story. All right? Very beautiful to share, you know, around the campfire, read with the kids, to go to bed, you know, whatever. That's why I also recommend you guys, if you can, to purchase this book. You can get it on Amazon.com. I am not a promoter. What do you call that? Sponsored by her or anything. It's very powerful. There are many, many different indigenous stories that are told that help you really understand and see the value in a situation without just telling somebody the principles, right? And so I find it fascinating that the morning star represents loves all things, okay? And I think it's really interesting how a lot of indigenous practices and teachings have been manipulated and corrupted and almost demonized in ways that people will fear them, not know the truth about them, and it would spread more chaos, conflict, et cetera, right? So it's interesting to me. These are very old indigenous, this is old indigenous tradition, okay, with this story, all right? So what I'm going to do now is I am I'm going to get you guys from this deck here. I really like this deck. From this deck here, the Spirit of the Animals Oracle deck by Jody Bergma. I'm going to get you guys a few pieces of wisdom or words of encouragement, okay, to help make the best out of this moon cycle, all right? Love all things. And then keep a lookout, you guys, later for the videos I'll be uploading after this one, all right? Can we get through some motivation and inspiration to help make the best out of this seventh moon cycle? Love all things, please. And again, thank you all for joining me here. I wanted to stay focused on the energy, so excuse that I didn't, you know, chat with you guys too much here, all right? But I do see you all, okay? And I'm very happy to have you guys here. I know this is a little bit different. I come on here from time to time to, you know, be more spiritual with you all, a little bit more spiritual, okay? And share more of my indigenous beliefs, okay? I forget this deck is long. I have small hands, y'all. Inspiration and motivation for the seventh moon cycle, making the best out of it. Plus all things moon cycle. All right, you have Grizzly Bear Power. Remember, I am indestructible. I honor my intuition and go where it leads. Love and gentleness are my real strength. I never give up. I will succeed. So you need to tell yourself those things. You are indestructible, okay? Remember that. Remember to honor your intuition and go where it leads you, okay? Love and gentleness are your real strength, okay? Never give up, and you will succeed. Now, obviously, there are situations that call for you not being able to act out of lovingness and gentleness, okay? But as much as you can, you should be trying to act out of those. I can't think of it, keep doing it this way. I think that's so interesting, too, because of love's all things. And then it says, love and gentleness are my real strength. After hearing that whole entire story, that's awesome. Okay, you have here the humpback whale. Okay, singer. It says, sing healing songs for the world. Your inner navigation always guides you. Nothing can stop you or keep you from your goal. Align with your purpose and the power in your soul. You guys need to remember this no matter how tough it may get, if it does get tough. You have the ability to overcome whatever it is, okay? And it will not keep you from achieving your goal no matter how much it seems like it will in that moment, all right? This is beautiful. Yay, we got peacocks. Molly, one of my other favorite animals, peacocks. Oh, peacocks, vibrancy. It says, you were born to shine and inspire. Seek humility to avoid jealousy. Be grateful for life, and more good things will come. Be true to yourself and recognize your brilliance. Be grateful for life. Ooh, baby. One of my other things. Yo, oh my gosh. So you have the Raven, the Shaman card. What's up? So all the fellow shamans out there. Okay, it says, you are the creator and magician. So wild, too, because if you hear the readings that I had, oh my gosh, wow. Okay, you are the creator and magician. Use your gifts for good. There is power in your wisdom and words. Connect with the elemental spirit and glide through the void. Claim your place as keeper of the mysteries. All right, so some of you guys have been called to shamanism, okay, or shamanistic practices, or starting to go and share those practices with others more, all right? You're being told to claim your place as keeper of the mysteries, okay? There's definitely power in your wisdom and your words, so you would definitely make a very good shaman, okay? You're a very powerful creator and magician, all right? Remember to use your gifts for good. The Penguin, and remain authentic, you all. Reach out to your tribe in times of need. Family gives you strength when you face the storm. Love your uniqueness. You are full of surprises. Break free from others' expectations and just be yourself. All right, you all? Yeah, this deck is beautiful. I love this deck. The paintings are beautiful. Aw. So, it was just 119 in chat and 191 likes. That's awesome, you guys. Look at this. Personal choice on the bottom. Close your eyes. What animal do you imagine? What strengths are they known for? What wisdom do they share? Embrace those qualities. So whatever animal pops up in your mind, go and look into the spiritual properties, spiritual qualities and totem of that animal, you all. It would definitely help you guys on your journey. I love y'all. I wish y'all the best this moon cycle, okay? Again, come back and check in. I will have videos uploaded today. Yeah, and I already got them done. So all I got to do is edit them and upload them, all right? And I was like, oh, I might as well go live, you know, with you guys and do some give you guys some shaman wisdom, okay? With that being said, I love y'all. I will see you soon.
Taking was a 3 year, and we getting that done in 3 months. And I want y'all to understand this. You had that goal before AI. Some people have.
All right, guys. I'm sorry. It went into the next lecture, but I hope you guys enjoyed that. Yeah, that was a lot to take in. But balance, right? We in an energy space of balancing and just understanding one another, having compassion for one another. So I hope you guys got something out of it, okay? All right, guys, join me every weekend, same time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, Enhancing Awareness Radio. This has been Haru, the 7 Oracle, and peace and royalty.
Becomes right. I wanna go.